Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, each and every one built from the sound up in Austin, Texas. This episode is also brought to you by Peghead Nation, the home of roots music instruction. If you want to improve your playing, join me and thousands of other pickers getting better every day at pegheadnation.com. Hi, this is Matt, and you're listening to Bluegrass Jam Along, the podcast for anyone and everyone who loves bluegrass. Hey everybody, welcome back to another week of Bluegrass Jam Along. This is your Bluegrass briefing for Monday, 15th of April 2024. Quick recap on where we've been on the podcast in the last couple of weeks. We had a new set of tracks for Temperance Reel up a couple of weeks ago. First tunes on the podcast this year. If you didn't listen to those, go and check those out and jam along. Last week's episode was a wonderful chat with Matt Glazer of Berklee College of Music's American Roots program. Really enjoyed that. Loads of great chat about sort of the roots of American music, about Matt's idea that they don't really sit as separate genres, it's all part of the same thing. Some fascinating stuff about his IBMA 2023 keynote speech. Lots of cool stuff in that. So if you missed that, go and have a listen. Fascinating character, Matt Glazer. Just his insights into music, and you know, he's a one-off, I think, and it was fascinating talking to him. Coming up on the podcast this week, we've got an updated chat with Christina Gaddy. She wrote a wonderful book called Well of Souls, Uncovering the Banjo's Hidden History. It's all about the African and Caribbean and ritual roots of the banjo, an instrument not just about entertainment and sort of, you know, bluegrass and string band music, but the roots, but sort of beyond that. Some of that is stuff that people didn't know, some is stuff that's been built on. Really, really cool conversation we had. But that book is now out in paperback, and I wanted to talk to her about sort of what has happened since the book came out, what the reception was like, any more research that's come to light, kind of her experience of the last couple of years of that being a conversation, particularly in the light of the recent kind of media chat around Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter record that features Rhiannon Giddens and has sort of reignited some of those conversations. So I'm going to put the conversation out, but I'm going to put out a second chunk that sort of updates it a bit and gives you some context. So that's coming out on Wednesday, and I will put that out on socials, but that is going to be this week's content. And after that, not sure, I've got some cool interviews lined up. I haven't slotted them into the right order yet, but they're all going to happen, so I'll let you know more on those sort of as we go. But that is it in terms of podcast news. Just to let you know, if you're an Apple listener, you can now subscribe to Bluegrass Jam Along on Apple Podcasts, which both gives you the benefit of being able to listen ad-free, but also means you're supporting the podcast, which is extremely useful to me. You can also support the podcast on Patreon if you are so inclined. There's links on the website to how you do that, or you can just go to Patreon and search for Bluegrass Jam Along. But that is it. Let's move on to the news and announcements for this week, which is the Church Street News section. And the first bit of news we have this week is that Church Street Blues, the Tony Rice record, has been reissued on vinyl by Kraft Recordings. And I talked about this a while ago when I heard the news, but it is now out. It's actually sold out already on their website, but there will be copies out there in stores and various other places, so do go and hunt that down. And I'm sure if it's sold out, they'll press some more. But yeah, it's been a while since that's been out on vinyl, and a lot of people are very excited about that. It's also out as a digital download, so if you want a kind of updated, remastered version but don't want the vinyl, that's also available at Kraft Recordings website. I'll stick a link in the show notes. A few people have mentioned this. The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which was on the CD, is not on the vinyl, and that's because it wasn't on the original vinyl. Maybe it's because it didn't fit. I think that is what I remember from the interviews I did about Church Street Blues, is it didn't actually fit on the vinyl. They haven't remastered it for the digital download either, and I don't know if that's just to be sort of true to the LP version. I don't know. It was on the CD. It's not on either of these. And if you end up with one of these and it's an album you don't know, check it out from the CD version or just the streaming versions that are there, because it's a great track, a really cool performance of Tony's. But yeah, Church Street Blues vinyl reissue is now out. And the second bit, John McEwen, formerly of Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, who was on the podcast to chat about Doc Watson last year, and who I got to speak to briefly at IBMA in September, which was a treat. He's got a new record out, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But He's undergone unexpected heart surgery in the past week and has cancelled a few gigs, and a message was put up on his social media channels. And I just wanted to wish him well. If, you know, John, any of his friends and family are listening, just speedy recovery, John. The message said that he's recovering well and everything is fine. He's just had to cancel a few gigs. But I just want to send out best wishes from me and everybody who listens to this podcast to John McEwen for a speedy recovery. Get well, John. Hope you're back on your feet soon. That is it for the news and announcements. We'll move on to The Grass Is New, which is the new releases bit. And the first new release is actually from John McEwen. John's got a record called The Newsman, A Man of Record, out. And it's a bit of a first for John. It's 11 tracks of spoken word renditions of poems from the 19th and 20th century that John's been collecting over the course of the past 50 years. And he's reciting these poems, but they're also backed by instrumental compositions and, you know, a bit of a sort of soundscape thing going on there as well, and really interesting project. So do go and check that out. That's out all the places you'd expect it to be. The Newsman, A Man of Record by John McEwen. Next up, Aaron Ramsey has a single, first single from his upcoming record, Days So Blue, which I think is out next year. But there's a track called Church Steeple High on a Hillside, which is a cover of a Tim O'Brien song. I've added that to the Grass Is New playlist. Also features Adam Steffi on mandolin. I love Adam Steffi. So go have a listen to Aaron Ramsey's Church Steeple High on a Hillside. Also, new track from Claire Lynch called I Give You the Morning, which is a Tom Paxton song. And it's from a new Mountain Home Music collection called Bluegrass Sings Paxton. I'm not quite sure when that's out yet, but that is coming out. But yeah, Claire Lynch has got a version of I Give You the Morning. You can go and listen to that. It's on the playlist too. And a new track called Vera from Jacob Jolliffe. Jacob's got a new album coming out, Instrumentals Volume 2 Mandolin Mysteries, which is coming out in May. And this is the first track from that, Vera, which is named after the British detective drama series, I think, TV series called Vera. I read that. So yeah, that's also on the playlist. Go and check that out. Real mix of stuff, actually, this month. So we've got the new John McEwen album, new singles from Aaron Ramsey, Claire Lynch and Jacob Jolliffe. So lots of good stuff. Go and have a listen. The playlist link is in the show notes, just called The Grass Is Mostly New 2024. Go and have a listen to that. But that is it for new releases. We'll move on to Scroll On Buddy. And I say we're done with new releases because the Scroll On Buddy thing this week is actually something that is a new album. But I don't have anything else for the Scroll On Buddy section, so it's very convenient. And it's a new record from Jake Eddy. And it's got that sort of Scroll On Buddy social media element because he dropped this record on Friday, sort of unannounced. He's got a new guitar record out called Something Done Right, which I've been listening to over the weekend. I'm really enjoying. And there's a track, I put Fork of Deer on the playlist for you to go and have a listen. But check it out. I love Jake's playing. It starts with a rendition of Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead from The Wizard of Oz. So what's not to like about that? So Jake Eddy's got a new record out called Something Done Right. Go and have a listen. There's a track in the playlist. It's in all the usual places. Go and have a listen to Jake. And the final bit now is just the In My Ears bit for this week. And I'm not going to put anything in the playlist from this just because it probably doesn't really fit with the rest of it. But after talking to Matt Glazer last week, and after watching his IBMA keynote again, just found myself really interested in some of the other sort of branches of the roots of American music, if branches of roots is not too weird a phrase. Found myself going back and listening to some Louis Armstrong, some Hot 5 and 7 recordings, some Duke Ellington, bits of Louis Jordan, some sort of, yeah, the more sort of jazz swing side of things. I've always liked a bit of that. And so many bluegrass and string band players. You know, there's a crossover there with swing music and such a strong tradition of that over the past, you know, 50-odd years. I've been listening to a bit of that. Also nice to have a bit of a change in my ears. But that is it for this week. As always, do head to bluegrassjamalong.com where you'll find a list of all the interviews, all the backing tracks, all the chord charts are on there. There's lets you know how to get in touch, places you can go and subscribe to the podcast. Also lets you sign up for the mailing list and I will send you emails letting you know when there's new stuff out. That's pretty much it. I will see you next time. Have a great week and happy picking. Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, making some of the finest guitars and mandolins in the world since the 1970s. Visit collingsguitars.com and find out why.